Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer introduced a bill in the U.S. Senate that would decriminalize marijuana if it's passed. 8 states plus the District of Columbia have passed laws allowing the recreational use of pot, while several states in the country allow the use of medical marijuana. Our next guest is here to talk about Schumer's proposed bill and the changing attitudes toward marijuana around the country. Sam Kamen is the Vincente Cederberg Professor of Marijuana Law and Policy at the University of Denver's Sturm College of Law. Sam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well, is this a milestone, a marijuana decriminalization bill being introduced in the U.S. Senate?
Well, there's actually been one. Senator Booker and Senator Gillibrand from New York and New Jersey have introduced the Marijuana Justice Act previously. This coming from the party leader is significant, but I would say it's sort of one of a number of steps that we've seen taken recently.
And is it likely that some kind of marijuana legalization law would pass in this Congress or any Congress in the next few years?
Probably not in this Congress, but within the next few years, I think it's quite likely. I think that if the Democrats were to retake the House and or the Senate, that would certainly increase the chances. Right now, while there's some bipartisan support for marijuana legalization, I would say it's not. It hasn't quite yet enjoyed bipartisan support.
I want to give a listen to Senator Schumer talking to Shauna Thomas of Vice News about his bill and why he wanted to introduce it.
I've seen too many people's lives ruined because they had small amounts of marijuana and served time in jail much too long. It affects communities of color disproportionately and unfairly. And ultimately, it's the right thing to do. Freedom. If smoking marijuana doesn't hurt anybody else, why shouldn't we allow people to do it and not make it criminal? We allow the states to decide.
Talk about what seems to me like a pretty rapid change in attitudes toward marijuana around the country, with states legalizing and people in the U.S. Senate saying things that I think not that long ago would have been kind of career poison for a major politician.
Yeah, to say nothing of the former Speaker of the House on the Republican side joining a marijuana business and saying that his views on it have evolved. Things do seem to be changing pretty quickly. It's interesting because, when Attorney General Sessions was nominated, that was sort of the worst nightmare for legalization people. He's been a strong and long time opponent of marijuana law reform. And perhaps for that reason, people have sought legislative solutions to hold him in check.
Yeah, that was a concern when he came into office as Attorney General. Even some Republican senators from places like Colorado that have legalized marijuana were worried about enforcement. Can you talk about how that's all shaken out?
Well, so far it hasn't changed much. Attorney General Sessions repealed the so-called Cole Memo, which had given the states guidance in terms of when and whether the federal government would enforce federal law in those states legalizing marijuana. He didn't really replace it with anything. He left it to the discretion of U.S. attorneys around the country, and most U.S. attorneys, including my own here in Colorado, have taken the same wait-and-see view that was in place during the Obama administration.
And then one of your senators from Colorado, I think, had held off on allowing some nominees to go through until they had some kind of understanding on this. So what happened there?
Well, so Cory Gardner, the Republican senator from my state, said that he had received assurances from Mr. Sessions when he was a senator who had been nominated to head the Justice Department that Sessions wouldn't interfere with states like ours that have chosen to reform their marijuana laws. He said that he felt betrayed when Mr. Sessions did exactly that, and that he would hold up all Justice Department nominations until he received satisfaction. Last week, he announced that he had received those assurances from the president. As I've said a number of times, I hope he got that in writing.
Talking to Sam Kamen from the University of Denver's Law College, looking at marijuana legalization, changes in state laws, and now a couple different proposals introduced in the U.S. Senate trying to decriminalize marijuana. Sam, can you talk about the momentum in states legalizing marijuana recreationally and or medically? We saw a bunch of them. Are there more in the works now?
There are, you know, I just read that there'll be an initiative on the ballot in Utah, of all places. You know, the piecemeal approach of state by state, election cycle by election cycle, it's really been working. Law reform advocates haven't won every at every ballot box, but they've won far more than they've lost. Marijuana is now legal for some purposes in 60% of the states. And, you know, that I don't see that number going down, and it's certainly going to continue to increase.
All those states are in a gray area, though, aren't they? Because, great, it's legal by state law. It's still illegal everywhere in the country, right, by federal law.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, right now, the law reform in states like mine is allowed to continue because of federal acquiescence. That is, the federal government could come in, could arrest people, could shut things down. It's so far chosen not to do so. And so when Sessions said that he was going to repeal the assurances made by the Obama Justice Department, that certainly worried a number of people.
One concern some people have brought up is that, okay, marijuana is being legalized in many states and in those states not being enforced by the federal government. We have businesses coming in, including the one you mentioned with former Speaker John Boehner. But there are people still in prison, in part because of marijuana possession. We heard from Senator Schumer there worried about that. Is there any legislation in the works, or is it part of the federal legislation to retroactively deal with people who are who have been convicted of marijuana-related crimes?
I haven't seen that in federal legislation. It's certainly been part of legalization in a number of states. But, you know, it's a complicated issue. That is, not all the conduct for which people are have been sentenced to jail or prison, not all that conduct is currently legal. So if you were selling in an unregulated way, if you were selling drugs in addition to marijuana, if you were selling to children, if you were selling, you know, there is lots of marijuana conduct that, you know, was illegal then and remains illegal now. There are very few people, you know, in most states that receive jail time for simple possession. So, you know, the idea that we've filled our prisons with people languishing there for, you know, having one joint in their pocket, that's stretching the truth. You know, I think that there certainly are people who ought to have their prior convictions expunged, but doing that ends up being a little more complicated than most people think.
A lot of people around the country are watching your state and others that have legalized marijuana, especially for recreational purposes. Can you talk about the experience so far in Colorado?
Sure. I think that almost everyone agree that things have gone very well here. You know, it's heavily regulated. It's taxed. It's brought in a lot of money to the state coffers. And, you know, Colorado continues to boom. People are moving here. Unemployment is low. It's certainly not something that has proven to be disastrous for the state. It's been imperfect, and it's been a work in progress. Things like impaired driving require attention. There's been a lot of regulation of edible products to make sure that they're safe and don't fall into the wrong hands. But I think that it would be hard to argue that overall things haven't gone very well here.
Do you get people from other states looking at legalization, looking for a model in Colorado for what to do if and when they do this in other states?
Absolutely. You know, the city of Denver hosts a conference for people around the country that are legalizing or considering legalizing. They get public officials from all around the country. You know, this was an experiment. Colorado was the first jurisdiction really in the world to regulate and tax marijuana for adult use. And, you know, as I said, we didn't get everything perfect, but I think the number of people, not just from the U.S., but from around the world that are looking to our state as a model really speaks to the good work that a lot of people did here.
Sam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Sam Kamen. He's the Vincente Cederberg Professor of Marijuana Law and Policy at the University of Denver's Sturm College of Law. He joined us to talk about a new bill being introduced in the U.S. Senate that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level.